Welcome back. It's Black, Yellow, White, and it's a very special episode tonight. It's Queen's birthday, and the boys have all sat down for the Black, Yellow, White, great, massive lockdown quiz grand finale. That's right, part four. I am so excited because the boys have all come together, and it's the finale because everyone tried to get that outright win, and they couldn't do it, and so we needed a tiebreak, ladies and gentlemen. Aaron Darman, Matt Pledger, Nathan Griffiths, and I'm Connor Clements, your host for tonight. I'm very excited for this. Boys, how are we?
Just splendid. I think, in a way, I forced the major grand final by slipping past Matt Pledger the other week.
And you did.
He's, I'm sure, been grinding out the facts.
Which, by the way, I've had to see counselling about. Thank you very much.
Oh, no. How long have you been studying for this one, Matt?
How long have I been, mate? Since I was born, this is the biggest moment of my life. A $50 football voucher, mate. It would make me.
But it's not the voucher, is it? That's really on the line here.
Yeah, that's true. It's a whole lot of pride, and it's a whole lot of redemption, to be honest, because I can't keep on paying these counselling fees. I need to beat Aaron Darman.
Well, you've been beaten by me and Nathan Griffiths.
Oh my god.
That's what I was thinking before this episode. So obviously, Pledge, you've been part of every single episode we've done so far. You've been part one, part two, part three, and now part four. You managed to pull out the win against Aaron in the first episode. You lost to Nathan in the second, which meant Nathan went straight to that grand final, and then Aaron had a chance for redemption. He took that chance, and now he is in the grand final. And I couldn't leave you out because I know that you want your revenge, and I know that you need to get that revenge. And obviously, you've got two guys here who you need to beat because Nathan and Aaron, they've both beaten you most recently.
Yeah, and I think Matt Pledge is a bit bitter, and you never perform well when you're bitter.
Oh, here we go. There we go.
Huge.
Hey, let's let the quiz speak for itself.
Well, boys, I can tell you that the quiz will be doing the talking tonight. We've got 20 questions total, 10 questions plus 10 bonus questions, and I know that everyone is going to be excited to hear what is going to be part of it. Well, I can tell you that it's an absolute smorgasbord of questions from all around the world, events.
Connor, just get... Tell Aaron Darman what the questions are about so he can get his Google browser ready.
I tell you what, I trust all of you boys to not pull up Google and to not cheat because we've done it in previous episodes where I've kind of looked at the video, but today I'm trusting you not looking at the video, and I know that you won't cheat because you want to play this game in the spirit that it deserves, and I'm sure that you'll go in and you'll just use, as Matt Pledger said, the knowledge that you've gained from birth because this is huge. And you're going to be going from your heads tonight. So,
well, the thing is, I'm still waiting for a federal investigation into how Aaron and Nathan managed to cheat to get themselves here because they obviously have just nothing about them.
Well, I can tell you they're not in cahoots tonight, mate, because they're competing against each other for the grand prize.
I think where's Aaron's mum? Where's Aaron's mum? Because I think she is feeding him the answers.
I can tell you she's in Germany, Matt.
Aaron, yeah. Mate, she's dedicated. She's up at the crack of dawn, whatever the time is. Yeah, I heard a ploy. I've actually bugged Aaron's room, and I heard a conversation with his mum saying that Aaron said, "Hey, mum, I'm going to open up Skype, and I'm going to Skype you off my phone. Can you Google the answers and then write them down on a piece of paper and show them?" Aaron's got this all planned out.
I can tell you one accurate thing you said in that, and that's that my mum is dedicated, but except for that, it's fake news.
Okay, before these accusations continue, I do need to get your names to buzz in. You know the rules. The first person to buzz in gets the shot at answer the question. They also get the first shot at the bonus. Because there's three people this time, it's going to be crucial that you try and buzz in first so you do get that first shot at the bonus because we're going to go through and see who gets it. I'll do it in order in terms of, so whoever buzzes in first, that's cool, but then we'll do it in order so it gets different people get different turns. So for example, if it was Pledge second one time, it'll be Nathan second the next time, or Aaron second, whoever doesn't buzz in. I'll make sure it just goes through in a cycle like that, so there'll be no favoritism in that way. We'll start with Nathan. What is your buzzer for tonight?
I'm going to go with Kenny for Kenny Cunningham.
Kenny Cunningham. Okay. And next,
what
next
a waste.
Icon.
What a waste. Of, what a waste. Of buzzer for the final.
Fletcher, you're saying that's a waste of a buzzer. Who are you going to go for?
It's a, really big waste of a buzzer. Leah.
Leah. Okay. So we're going for next legends. Aaron, who did you have planned?
Yeah. There is absolutely no way that I'm going with anything other than my good luck charm, Klopp.
Okay, he's sticking
my
with
man
the
on
Mainz,
the
man.
He started at Mainz.
He did.
Now he's at Liverpool. And last time we had Klopp as the buzzer, well, we all know what happened. Champions League win. Here we go again.
Okay.
Actually, okay. Change.
Oh,
he's
changing.
No, you can't change it.
Oh, all right, here we go, Aaron.
Major?
I'm changing my... I'm changing my name, thank you very much, to Drogba.
Drogba, okay, he's going for a Chelsea legend instead, okay.
11.
Drogba.
Only slightly better than Vince Leah.
So we've got Kenny, a first name, which is unique for the buzzer, but I like it, Nathan, well done. We have Drogba, and then we're going with Aaron's favourite, Klopp, the lucky buzzer that won in the round last time. Okay, yes. Boys, are we ready? Here we go. Question one. Which Inter Milan player currently has the record for scoring 20 goals in the fewest number of games played?
Inter Milan. Oh.
Wow.
I have not brushed up on my Italian football.
Oh, no.
Did you say, well, quickly, Inter or AC, did you say?
Which Inter Milan player currently has the record for scoring 20 goals in the fewest number of games. I heard Klopp. Yes, Klopp.
I'm going to go out on a whim here.
Yes.
I remember there was quite a streak for this man a couple of years ago. I'll go with it. Is it Diego Milito?
Diego Milito? No, it is not Diego Milito. I'm going to say...
Drogba!
Okay, Drogba, you buzzed in next.
That's me buzzed in.
Yes, well done. So we're going with whoever buzzes in fastest. So Nathan, you're aware of that, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, mate. Let us know when you want to join, Nathan, mate. don't rush at once, mate. I know this man is at Inter because he left England. I'm going to go... Is it Romelu Lukaku?
Romelu Lukaku is correct. Well done. Well done.
Drogba!
So Matt gets 1 point for that.
Let's go, boys.
Question
Let's go.
One's bonus.
I was thinking nostalgic. I was thinking...
Question one bonus. You were the first to buzz in, Aaron or Klopp. How many former Man United players are at Inter and name them?
Oh,
how many former United players
are at Inter currently and name them? They're currently there.
Oh, good luck.
Well, he's a Man United fan. He should know this.
Okay.
Out of everyone, you should know this.
Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
It would actually be a disgrace if you got this.
There's three players there at the moment.
Hey, wait, you just told him the answer.
No, come on. I need the names.
All right.
Unbelievable.
I need the names.
I totally agree with that. That's...
Yeah, Nathan. Nathan, here we go. Come on.
Look,
big upper hand.
Yeah. That's one. Did you get that, Lukaku?
I heard that, yes.
Yeah. Just making sure everyone's heard that.
Just pass, Aaron, bro. You don't know.
Oh.
I'm just letting you know that Matt does get the next shot at this if you get it wrong.
He'll have it, I reckon, if Aaron doesn't.
Oh, I know two. I know
all of them. It's so annoying.
Hey, pipe down, mate.
Yeah, pipe down. Please. Hey.
Tell us, Aaron, you've got two seconds.
I think Patrice Evra.
Patrice Evra is incorrect.
Matt
Fletcher.
You were close. A similar, I think, type of player who's kind of been...
Similar type. I mean, that's pretty harsh on Patrice Evra, I think.
Yeah, that's very hard on Patrice Evra. I know Ashley Young, I believe.
Yeah, that's him, yes.
He's still a...
Harsh
still
on Evra.
He went on a very cheap deal, by the way, my head.
He did.
Romelu Lukaku,
mm-hmm.
who is a poor man's Didier Drogba.
Oh, that's harsh. I think he scored more goals than Didier Drogba has.
come on. Come on, Didier was a king.
Okay, come on. FA Cup finals. You don't need a third one. Stop dilly-dallying.
And I don't know.
Oh, come on.
If it's...
Nathan's waiting with bated breath for this one.
My gut says Alexis, but I don't... I feel like he's... I don't know if he's left. Oh, I know he's...
Good.
I feel like he could have left. Bro, I'm just going to go with it. Go with the gut. Alexis.
Matt Pledger gets another point. Well done, Alexis Sanchez.
It's good from you, Matt Pledger.
Aaron Darman. Unfortunate.
When I told you I'd been prepping since I was born, I really did mean it.
He did mean it.
I know. Question. I ever doubt you?
No. Question two, yeah. Boys. Nathan, make sure you're loud with that buzzer.
Yep. What's the score, sorry, Connor? I think I've lost track.
It's 2-0 to you, mate. 2-0 to you.
Nathan's having a nap.
Nathan, you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Question two. The Women's Super League and Championship have now been cancelled by the FA. Which teams were in the top three of the WSL?
Klopp.
Wow.
Manchester City Women?
Yes.
Aaron loves a bit of women's football, I might add.
Manchester United Women?
No. Incorrect. Who's buzzing next?
Kenny. I'm going to go Manchester City.
Yep.
Arsenal.
Yep.
Oh,
and Chelsea. And Chelsea, yeah. That is absolutely spot on. Well done, Nathan. He's here.
Back in. Let's go.
Bonus question. Bonus question, boys. Bonus questions. Aaron, you're first because you buzzed in first. What team was leading the Women's Championship?
I knew this would be it.
What team was leading the Women's Championship? The one below.
Wait up. Give time for the signal to get to Germany so Tom can tell him the answer.
Unbelievable.
What team was leading the Women's Championship? Aaron? I need an answer.
That's hard.
I wouldn't make this quiz easy for you, boys. You know that.
I'm going to sway with my heart because Okay. I'm going to go with it. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to go with it. Was it Manchester City?
It was not Manchester City. They were leading the Women's Super League. But they were not leading the Women's Championship, so that is incorrect. Nathan.
I know there's quite a few teams that in the men's game are not so highly rated.
That's correct.
Different league.
It's a different league. You finally clicked.
Yeah.
Well done. Well played.
It's quite hard to know whether it's one of the bigger teams or whether
it's like Coventry City. One of the,
Oh, it's a hard one.
I think it's time for me to leave the call at this point.
You've still got eight questions to come back, mate. Don't you give up.
I'm just going to take a stab in the dark and say Bristol City.
Bristol City is incorrect. Matt Pledger.
You know what, boys? I've got no idea. I don't spend my...
Come on.
Watching a championship.
You have a good record with just taking a punt.
Well, that's right. I'm going to go Coventry.
Boys, you would all be incorrect. It was actually Aston Villa. 6 points clear in the championship when it got postponed. Cancelled. All right.
The question, so.
Boys, question three. What club?
Yeah, I would have
got. What yeah, club? Sorry. Does former Barca legend Andreas Iniesta currently play for?
Oh.
Kenny.
Klopp.
Kenny.
Klopp.
No, oh. Kenny was first. I heard
Klopp.
Kenny. I heard Kenny.
Unbelievable, the delay on this internet.
No. I heard Kenny.
Oh, that's outrageous.
Right, I'm going to go with Gamba Osaka.
Incorrect. Klopp.
Oh. I'm doubting myself. Oh no!
I've had a bloody mare. Oh god!
Yeah, you have there, but I
because I know who it is now.
You can't say he's had a mare if you can't get it, Klopp.
Yeah. It's definitely okay. It's definitely I can literally see the club. I can see him in the shirt. It's a dark red.
If you can see them, tell me.
I had a name of a team, and it's not that team. I know that for certain.
Well, Aaron, mate, do you know, can I go put on a teammate and come back?
Aaron, I need an answer.
Do you know it, Matt?
I know what league it's in, but I don't know the team.
Yeah, it's definitely. Oh, Novus.
Aaron, I need an answer.
Yeah.
Aaron, don't even worry about it. Joke's boiling. I'm going to get some Tim Tams out.
This is. As long as they're gluten free, it's all right. look, I'm gonna get this wrong, which is really frustrating because I can literally see it. But I'm just gonna go with Tokyo FC.
No, incorrect. Right. Matt Pidger.
Unbelievable.
No, I don't know. I know it's in the Japanese league, but I don't know the club.
You'd be correct. See it. It is the Japanese league, and it is called Vissel Kobe.
Yes, I know.
Vissel Kobe. Okay, Kristen. Nathan, you were first to guess. Okay, so you get first shot at this. What team does his legendary former teammate Xavi Hernandez manage today?
Oh
goodness. Oh
wow.
Xavi. Oh,
I feel like Aaron knows this.
Well, he does have second guess, so
I'm definitely gonna get this wrong. The confidence is gonna
This is a good question.
Wow, this is so niche football knowledge. Like,
yeah, this is boys, unbelievable.
This is the finale. We have to have good questions for the finale, boys.
This is so niche. I don't think anyone listening has any clue.
There'll be people who have a clue. I'm sure. Yeah, I think you're underrating the listeners.
I think it's like a lesser club, like maybe Japanese or something around there.
Are you trying to say that Japanese league is lesser?
No.
Oh, you. Oh, no.
Nathan, I need an answer, please.
I'm just going to go with Tokyo FC.
Tokyo FC, the classic no.
Why is that the classic?
Because you said it before and you also got it wrong. Aaron, you're up.
The classic. Oh, Aaron, the classic. Tokyo FC. Oh,
jeez. Incorrect answer.
So I... Oh,
wait up, Aaron. I'm just chucking the jug on boil again. No, my flatmate said he wanted a tea.
I thought the jug was boiled, mate. You can surely just make a tea.
I had to re-boil it for my flatmate.
I see. Yeah.
I'm
baking a cake over here. 40 minutes have come still to go. I'm going to take another punt. I'm really punting this one, and it hasn't paid off so far.
Go on.
I don't think it's in the Japanese league. Okay, this is probably completely wrong, but I do remember him being involved with this club, or at least in this area. Is it like Al Ain in like the Middle East?
Al Ain? Incorrect.
But do you remember he did play in the Middle East for a while? In like the Saudi Arabian League or something?
Yeah, I think he's a Middle Eastern boy, but I don't know where. I'm just going to narrow it down. It's not in the Premier League. It's not in the A League. It's not in Germany or.
Well, you don't know that.
Thanks, Bleach.
Wait.
Thanks,
wait,
Bleach.
Wait,
you're telling me
wait
the
up,
team.
I
need
the
team
I think
name.
I think I've got the answer. Is
tell
it
team name.
Is it Tokyo FC?
Oh, good
well
one.
Done. Bleach, you are incorrect. The correct answer, Aaron, you're going to be gutted to hear this. It was actually Al Sadd. In Qatar.
Oh,
Qatar. Al Sadd. You do
point.
Not get half a point for that.
Oh.
You were close
to
no cigar.
Kudos to me.
Kudos to me.
That was a pretty good punt.
Exactly. But unfortunately, the kudos does not get you points.
Aaron trying to get a half point is like calling the Wellington Phoenix the Wellington Birds. Come on, mate.
Question four,
I
boys.
I think you still need some work before the comedy festival.
Here we go. Here we go. Question four. Which manager has taken charge of the most Champions League games?
Which manager has taken charge of the most Champions League games?
Oh, this is good.
This is good. Oh.
Drogba!
I'd love to hear it, Drogba. Tell me what you think.
So I've got a couple reasons for this one, and I think
go
it's
on.
Wrong. But
go
I'm going to I think it's wrong. Champions League?
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say Arsenal, and then I was like, they don't play in the Champions League.
Oh, no.
Sir Alex Ferguson.
Sir Alex Ferguson is spot on. Well done, Matt Pletcher. Yeah! If you had said Arsene Wenger, you would have been close. He was second.
Oh, wow.
Well done.
How many's Jose got?
Yeah, where's Mourinho?
I was thinking Jose at first.
Jose would have been incorrect. Jose's a bit further down the list. I think he's in fifth.
He coached Porto, who won it, Inter.
Yeah.
So before you badmouth Arsenal, just think about it, mate.
Yeah, man. Okay. Well, I still got it.
Yeah, you still got it, but just don't you badmouth Winger. He's a classic.
Yeah.
Quality coach. All right. Bonus. Which player top scored in the 2006-07 Champions League? The last player since Messi or Ronaldo to do so.
Mm. Wait.
This is my question, isn't it? Because I got it right.
Who this top is yours. Scored?
Yep. In the 2006-07.
I'm trying to think what teams were good in 2006. Yeah,
you do need to think that.
I think Italy were dominating. Off the top of my head, I don't know why, but Shevchenko is coming to me, and I don't know why.
I know why.
But I feel.
I know why too.
I also, players like Kaká were getting to the top of their game, but I don't know if he scored enough goals from midfield. I know he was lethal. 2006-2007 UEFA Champions League.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure Milan won it. I'm pretty Maybe. Sure Milan won it.
Was it Inter or AC there?
Bro, I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was AC. Yeah, it was AC. Kaká doesn't play for. I don't know. I can't even. I'm just going to go Kaká because I knew he was there and he scored a couple.
Matt Pledger, your knowledge is impressive. It was Kaká. Well played.
Drogba!
Kaká, 10 goals. Well done, Matt Pledger.
I just knew that he scored some and. I knew he played for that team.
Fantastic. All right, boys, you really need to come back. Matt is running away with this at the moment. Nathan, 1 point on the board. Matt Pledger, at the moment, has 4 points.
Oh, wow. How many's Aaron on?
Aaron is on.
He didn't mention, a big, he didn't fat say zilch. Anything. Yeah, no,
oh, wow.
No need to shout it out. Yeah, no,
right. And when you're ready, Aaron, come join us, mate.
Here we go, boys. We're moving into the big questions now. The last... Well, from 5 to 10, it's big. It's huge because this double is points. What you need to make sure. No, there's no double points. This is what you need to make sure.
Come on.
What are you trying?
He's grasping at straws.
12-year-old soccer on the field, Aaron. Double points. Double points, Winch. Last goal wins.
Here we go, boys.
I always win last goal wins.
Question 5. What was the host city of the Champions League final in 2008?
Klopp.
When you buzz in, you're supposed to have an answer, bro.
I said Moscow.
Oh, did you? I completely missed that. Sorry, my must have been my wife.
And you would be absolutely right. It was Moscow. Well done.
Hey, D, welcome.
Yeah,
he's here. Yeah. He's on the board.
Good to be here. Hello, guys.
And now, the follow-up, the bonus. Can he get on the board again? That was
a sad finals, by the way, boys.
Yeah, that was a sad finals. How about the host city of the 2012 Champions League final?
Yeah, I know this.
Is this the bonus?
This is the bonus. This is the bonus. And Aaron gets first shot.
It's AD.
So, 2012... easy. That was 2013. Was Bayern in London. Mm-hmm.
2012.
See, my recollection is 2012 final was 2012 final was that Bayern Inter Milan?
I don't know.
I remember
Inter.
All I need is the location.
Diego Melito scored 2-0 in the final.
I need the location, mate.
Oh, okay. No, I know this. It was
2012.
I'm trying. Okay, was it? Oh, I've got a gut feeling about this. I'm trying to. Oh, this is so hard. I'm trying to think of the game of the match play.
Come on, bro.
They come up. It was. I don't think it was at home, was it? I don't think it was the San Siro. I don't think it was.
Come on, bro.
I'd like to hear someone else buzz in if he gets this wrong, and I expect them to buzz in very quickly.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Okay. 2012. I don't know why it's so funny. Everyone's laughing out here. I'm.
sorry, I need to.
Come on, Aaron,
tell us.
Bro.
Tell us. We need an answer.
My tea's getting cold.
Okay. Oh.
We need an answer.
I'm really torn on this one.
Tell us.
It's either Madrid or Milan.
Go with your gut.
Bro.
Your gut tells all.
My gut is Madrid, Bernabeu.
Drogba!
Yes, thank you, Drogba. Tell us, mate.
It was almost made to be.
It was.
That my buzzer is called Drogba because that was the first time Chelsea won.
It was.
The Champions League. It was Didier Drogba scored that beautiful header, which was just, oh my, I watch that sometimes at night when it, because it just makes
Pledge. Pledge, tell me where it was.
On his final kick for Chelsea, won them the Champions League away at the Allianz Arena against Bayern Munich. It was unbelievable.
And where was it?
Where was that?
Allianz Arena.
Where's that?
In Munich.
Well done, Pledge. You got the points. And Aaron Darwin, unbelievable. Loses that one. Huge.
Melito was 2011.
Melito was 2011, potentially. But all that mattered was the 2012. And unfortunately, Munich. Incorrect.
Amazing.
Matt Pledger really enjoyed that one. Question 6, boys. Nathan Griffiths needs to get back on the board. Which two players scored for the Wellington Phoenix in their famous preseason win over Boca Juniors in 2010?
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. I don't even know who played.
Famous one. 2010. Oh,
if you'd asked me West Ham, I would have got that because I watched the replay on Facebook Live the other day.
Which two players scored for Wellington Phoenix in their famous preseason win over Boca Juniors in 2010? I'm expecting Nathan to answer this, but he's been quiet.
No, I'm
so
stumped on
this.
Basically,
it's a handout for Nathan. Is that what you're trying to say? The handout.
Yeah, what are you trying to say, bro? Yeah.
I'm trying to say that these questions. What are you trying to say, bro? I'm trying to say that these questions. I had thoughts in my head about who would get them correct, and it seems I was incorrect.
Well, yeah, Nathan does have quite a good knowledge of
the Phoenix. Yeah, he does. Phoenix, his A-League knowledge is impressive, but it seems that he's stumped on this one, as are everyone.
Well, it's a while ago, bro.
It is a very memorable game.
I remember it being a fiery night.
I don't even remember the game.
You remember correctly. It was very fiery. One of their players was sent off.
Were we at home?
We were at home.
Drogba.
Go on.
I know one of the goal scorers, but I don't know both.
Tell me one.
I'm pretty sure Jura scored.
Jura scored a header. Yeah, he did.
Ooh.
And I need the other one.
Oh. I really don't know. I'm just going to go with Paul Eiffel.
That's how
it's going to go. Bow. Paul Eiffel didn't score.
Bro.
Who's next? Who's going to buzz in? Who wants a shot?
Kenny.
I don't even know the score.
I'm going to guess is Daniel.
Daniel? No, incorrect.
No.
Good guess, though. Good guess.
Clock. Who are you going to go for?
Hello.
Well,
Jura. Yeah, got one on the board.
Well done.
Hey, welcome to the game, Aaron.
Yeah, hello.
Tell me the other player. Come on.
I'm trying to think of who played for the Phoenix in 2010.
Yeah, well, this guy, he did.
And did he?
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Didn't play for much longer, but he did.
Okay, bro.
He's not going to get it. Please, yeah. You don't need to worry.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry.
I'm just going to throw a name. He probably didn't even play for the Phoenix in 2010. Benjamin Totori.
No, that's incorrect. It was Dylan McAllister scored the other goal.
Dylan McAllister. Would not have got that.
And for the bonus question,
Phoenix.
Pledge, you're going to be stoked about this, Aaron. I think you're not going to be too stoked about this one. Which three players scored in the Knicks' 2-1 win over Winston Reid's West Ham in the 2017 preseason game?
Yes.
Now, I've got a bit of a backstory for you boys about this. Actually, quite funny. When West Ham came to play, Sam Allardyce was the coach.
He was.
And I was a 13-year-old, and I was on work experience at Radio Sport in Wellington.
Oh, I know this story. It's a good yarn.
I'm a 13-year-old on work experience. I love football. I watch it every day. Jason Pine took me under his wing, and we were at the press conference the day before, a couple of days before the game. And I'm there with a mic. Ernie Merrick was the coach. And Piney says, let everyone ask their questions. And then if you've got one, you go on. And I'm a 13-year-old kid. I know no better. So I pop up and I ask him and I say, are you going to change your tactics? And obviously I knew he was going to say, well, more defensively. And he said, yeah, we're going to sit back a little bit more, you know. And then he whispered and he said, oh, don't tell Big Sam about that. And I then returned the question and said, if you park the bus, will that make for a boring game? And what's the point of people coming? And the whole place just erupted with laughter. Eric was like, who's writing this kid's script? And I was like, that's how us boys talk at home, you know, like a bit of banter. Asking a hard question, and there was a journo there who ended up writing it in the Dominion Post.
Love it.
And then finally sent it to me.
Well done, mate. Well, can you answer the question?
What's the answer? Yeah. Let's get to the boys. It's the West Ham game.
I need all three goal scorers in the match.
Andrew Durante, I'm pretty sure, scored.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the West Ham
game in Auckland.
It was.
West Ham in Auckland.
It was.
Three players.
I'm pretty sure it was 2-1 the score.
The 2-1 scoreline was correct, yes.
Okay.
The wheels are falling off, Pledge.
I remember the story before, to be fair. Hate's a strong word, guys. I'm not going to use it. I don't think that this player is good enough to play in the A-League consistently, but I remember him because he frustrated me. Alex Rodriguez, I'm pretty sure he scored 2.
He did. He scored the second. And who scored West Ham's?
Oh, this has really stumped me.
Aaron will get it.
Unlucky. Aaron's next in the queue, sure. Nathan. But
yep, he will get it.
I thought it was the West Ham player Zarate. Zarate.
That is correct, Matt. Well done. Well played.
Just play in that one.
Mauro Zarate.
Mauro Zarate.
And I was like, which Phoenix player scored an own goal?
Your wheels were falling off there.
Yeah.
Matt Fletcher brings it back. Well played. Also, well played. Okay.
My cake is well and truly baked after that story. And
thanks, boys.
Question seven, lads. Here we go. Question seven. I told you this was going to be from all around the place, all different leagues. Which club does cult football icon Adebayo Akinfenwa currently play for?
What? Kenny.
Go on, Kenny.
What?
Is it the Wickham Wanderers?
It is the Wickham Wanderers. Well done.
It's Wickham.
Well done. He's the strongest man in football for a reason. Plays for Wickham Wanderers. Which team is currently leading the league that he plays in?
Coventry City.
He's in League One, I believe.
He is in League One. And who is leading?
Who leads League One? Oh.
I'll give you a clue. I don't think it's Tokyo FC.
I'll give you another clue. I'll give you another clue. It's been said.
Oh! Oh! This is interesting.
On the money on this one.
Yeah, on the money.
Throwing a real spanner in the works.
And Nathan, unfortunately, I don't think he was listening.
It glitched for me. I couldn't quite hear.
Yeah, well, the question glitched for me. I didn't even hear the question.
You know. Go on. Tell me who you think's leading League One. And then I need to hear a buzzer.
Alright.
Wait, is this open play or is this just Nathan?
As soon as Nathan answers this, if he gets it incorrect, I want to hear a buzzer.
So, Wickham Wanderers.
Clock.
No. Did you say Wickham Wanderers are leading?
Clock.
Yes.
Okay, no, incorrect. I heard Klopp first. Klopp.
Wait, was
Dogba
first?
No, Klopp first. I want to hear his answer.
Coventry City.
Coventry City is correct.
Oh my god.
Aaron.
Well done, Aaron. At Coventry City. He just said it out loud and he got the correct answer. Well done. Okay, question 8. What national team does rising Bayern Munich star Alfonso Davies play for / represent?
Klopp.
Oh wow, that's quick.
Yeah, that's hard.
Go on, Klopp.
Canada.
Yes, correct. Well done. Canada.
Just wait, Aaron, say it a couple more times just in case we forgot.
Yeah, we just want to... Well, my internet's glitching out, so I need to make sure that it's in there. Bonus.
I've
said a couple of things and you haven't
heard. Bonus voice.
I'm just trying to look out for you, bro.
Yeah, you are. You're doing
Thank
good.
Thank you. Bonus. Appreciate it. I appreciate
How many games have Bayern won this season?
Ooh. Trick question. Not enough.
Yeah, well. So how many games, not consecutive, we're talking...
How many games total have they won this season?
Oh, jeez.
They have a game again tomorrow, but I want to know how many they've won this season beforehand.
Can you...
Closest number wins.
How many games have they played?
Oh, closest number. Oh.
Closest number wins.
Well, let's see. The season started... I mean, it was... Oh, when did we also... March, right? End of March, April, was when the Bundesliga ended... We would have been at about match day or the 34 match days.
Aaron, I don't know how much of this you want to relay to the others. I think think about this in your head and then tell me the answer that you think it is.
Wait, is Aaron already buzzed in?
Aaron buzzed in first, yes.
Oh.
But we need a buzz in next, so whoever wants to answer next, buzz in after he guesses his answer because we need closest number.
What about a premature buzz? Will that get you in line?
No. I want to hear it after he says his number.
I'm going to go with... give me 2 6.
By the way, give me a sec is actually a secret word for, come on, mum, go on the internet. Where's Google, mum?
No,
relay the message, mum.
Aaron, I need an answer.
I'm going to go, something tells me, but I think it's a bit of a punt.
Go on.
And I think, it's not, wins. We're going with wins. So if we go wins, couple of...
I think Nathan fell asleep by the moment.
Aaron, I need an answer.
We're going to go.
Three, two, one, answer.
15.
15. Okay. 15. Who's next? Who's buzzing?
Kenny.
Yep.
I'm going to go 23.
Huge. Wow. Pledge.
Jeez. You're acting like the
closest number. Please.
Aaron said 15.
Yes.
Old mate said 23. I'm going to plot myself right in the middle. 18 wins.
Get out.
18 wins. Matt Pledger with the ultimate tactics has done it. They have won 20. So Matt Pledger, well done.
Drogba.
Okay, question 9. In the 2010 World Cup, who were the three teams New Zealand drew with?
Klopp.
I heard Klopp. Tell me.
Yo, Aaron, you there, bro?
Three teams. Aaron.
Yep.
I need your answer.
Paraguay, Italy, Paraguay.
Yes.
Italy, Paraguay, Slovakia.
Well done, Aaron.
Well done, AG.
Well done. Well played. Okay, the bonus. Who were the two goal scorers for New Zealand?
Winston Reid and Shane Smith.
Well done, Aaron. 1 point.
AG.
Well played. Well played.
Big.
Huge. Okay, it all comes down to question 10. Nathan, unfortunately, you are out of this running. I can tell you that. However,
I'm probably out of the running too.
However, we do have a chance for Aaron.
Oh.
We do have a chance. This is it. This is
how?
Big.
How?
This is big. Here we go. Question 10. It's close again, boys. It's close again. I'm not lying. It's close again. However, Nathan can still answer, obviously. Here we go. Question 10. In the 2014 World Cup, which two teams played each other in the opening game?
Oh.
Klopp. I've got this. Oh, I know this. 2014 World Cup, right?
2014.
It was 3-1. It was Brazil against Croatia.
Well done, Aaron. Brazil against Croatia. For the bonus, who scored the opening goal in that tournament?
It was an
And who was it?
It was an own goal. And it was a Croatian defender. And I remember it was a cross in. Boom. Oh, no. No. No, Brazil went down. Oh, now I'm in a twist.
He's getting mixed messages from his mum in Germany.
Who went up? For some reason, this sticks in my head. I'm going to go with it. No, they didn't go down. Oh, I think this is probably wrong, but I'm going to say Dante.
Incorrect. Not Dante.
Mm.
Who's buzzing in next?
Oh.
Nathan, mate, the floor's yours if you'd like to answer.
I know who it is. I'll go with it.
No clue.
Can I have a second guess?
No. No. Don't get a second guess. There's no second guess.
Drogba. Croatia went up. I do remember that much. And I can visualize the goal and the deflection.
And I know.
Pretty. Because I remember Neymar scored a couple of goals and, like, bossed the game. But I'm just like, Brazilian defenders that pop out. I think it was Marcelo on goal.
Ooh.
It's very tentative, but I'm going to lock it in.
Locking in Marcelo for the own goal in the 11th minute. That is absolutely correct. Well done, Matt.
See, I was thinking my thing was curly hair, right? So there was Marcelo, Dante, and David Luiz, and it was one of the three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good one, so, Matt.
They look very similar, those boys.
Well, see, Matt, because it's a good call, because I remember he was like front post, right? It was a cross in and then deflection past Julio Cesar.
Tell you, hell of a game, that one. Croatia as well. I do have to say, Croatia have always been a team that has been overlooked.
Yeah, they have. They have.
And I have a lot of respect for Croatia.
Well, I think, Matt, that was yours. I think you've taken the win.
And, boys, I just want to say, you know, thanks for coming, really. Thanks for taking time out of your day to get beaten. I will no longer be seeing my counsellor because I now feel fantastic.
I can tell you, I can confirm that the final score was 8 points, Matt Pledger, 6 points, Aaron Darman, and 2 points, Nathan Griffiths. So congratulations to our quiz winner, to our Football Central voucher winner. The revenge is complete. Matt Pledger is our quiz champion. Congratulations, Matt Pledger. Black, yellow, whites, great massive lockdown quiz, grand finale. Matt Pledger, you have won it. Boys, you want a Hell's Pizza? Just hit me up once you paid for it. I will get it to you. Congratulations, Matt Pledger. You are the winner. and we have a champion.